Ontario College of Teachers, Appendix for the Professional Advisory, Addressing Hate and Discrimination. These case studies work in conjunction with the Professional Advisory, Addressing Hate and Discrimination. The advisory is available under our Member Resources section at oct.ca. Content warning. The content in this advisory may be sensitive for some individuals. Please note that the terms and approaches used in this document were current at the time this advisory was released. Case studies. These scenarios are based on actual cases to provide Ontario certified teachers, hereinafter OCTs, with practical examples for addressing hate and discrimination in different environments, both online and in person. Each scenario is written from the point of view of an OCT and provides general guidance on how OCTs should best proceed. The scenarios are organized under three key categories. Address the incident by recognizing and responding to acts of hate and discrimination within learning environments. Build awareness and understanding of professional, ethical, and legal obligations to avoid discriminatory conduct and foster safe, equitable, and inclusive learning environments. Know your role through increased understanding of professional expectations and how your actions inside and outside the learning environment, both in person and online, must reflect professional standards and ethical conduct. Additional resources. Additional resources are available at the websites of the Ontario Human Rights Commission, the Government of Ontario, and the College, including the College's Margaret Wilson Library. Many additional qualification courses are also available for ongoing professional learning. A list of resources is available on the College website at oct.ca. About the Ontario College of Teachers. The College is the regulatory body for Ontario's teaching profession. Self-regulation recognizes the maturity of a profession and acknowledges its members can govern themselves. It means the government has delegated its regulatory authority to those with the specialized knowledge required to do the job. A self-regulating profession protects the public interest by setting standards of competency and conduct. It has the right and responsibility to license and discipline its professionals, including suspending and revoking those licenses. Our mandate. As the regulator for Ontario's teaching profession, the Ontario College of Teachers protects the public interest by safeguarding students and supporting students' well-being. All educators working in Ontario's publicly funded elementary and secondary school systems are required to be members of the college. Our role and authority are set out in the Ontario College of Teachers Act, 1996. The College's role and the advice provided. The College's mandate is to serve the public interest by regulating the teaching profession to protect students. By providing OCTs with practical advice to help address hate and discrimination, the College aims to help OCTs nurture a sense of belonging and inclusivity within learning environments, thus creating conditions for students to thrive in the classroom and beyond. The College does not tolerate acts of hate or discrimination of any kind. OCTs are held to high ethical standards and standards of practice. Contravening these standards, including by engaging in hateful or discriminatory behavior, may be considered professional misconduct. Case Study 7. Hate symbols in a learning environment. Scenario: someone placed a swastika and a hateful comment on the walls of one of the washroom stalls. End quote. Address it. Take a photo for record keeping. If it is safe to do so, remove or cover the symbol and hateful comment immediately. This should be done regardless of whether or not it is easily seen. Involve your supervisor, vice principal, principal, or other, to discuss with students and the school community about why such actions are discriminatory, unacceptable, and harmful. Utilize developmentally appropriate resources to support these discussions without displaying the hate symbol or words that could re-traumatize students. Inviting an employer-approved community resource person could enhance the discussion. Continue these conversations throughout the year to build understanding and promote inclusivity. Please also consult your employer's policies, procedures, and protocols, as you may be required to report this to the police. Build awareness. As a school community, there are a number of ways to promote a culture that supports diversity and inclusion. Create safe spaces where students and the school community can share their experiences without fear of being judged. Support students to value and respect differences. Help students and the school community understand why hate and discrimination are unacceptable. Collectively develop anti-bullying policies and appropriate codes of conduct. Have a system in place to deal with incidents of hate and discrimination. Promote a culture in which reporting hateful or discriminatory behavior comes without fear of repercussions. Know your role. It is critical for OCTs in any role, including teachers, consultants, principals, vice principals, supervisory officers, and/or directors of education, to address discrimination and hate. Failure to do so could be interpreted as accepting or even promoting this type of behavior. This may lead to a college investigation and potential outcomes directed by the investigation committee or the discipline committee.